This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. According to the Scriptures, the Son of God was the only perfect person who ever lived. The author of Hebrews assures us, "For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points like as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews 4:15. In view of this biblical truth, how could Jesus associate with men and women who were immoral, crooked, and carnal? But the book of Matthew says concerning Jesus, "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples." Matthew 9:10. Publicans were tax collectors who were despised by the Jewish people. The publicans virtually robbed the Jews to send money to Rome and to fill their own pockets. We do not know who the sinners were that came to eat at the house of Matthew. They may have been prostitutes or thieves. But Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Luke 19:10. How could he seek and save the lost if he never had any association with the lost? So no one who has read the New Testament should be surprised to find Jesus eating with publicans and sinners. The disciples of Christ were also present when the publicans and sinners sat with Jesus at a meal in the house of Matthew. Were they embarrassed to be eating with such disreputable company? We really do not know. But sometimes they had difficulty accepting the actions of the Lord. We do know this. Many modern disciples would be unhappy to associate with people they consider to be beneath them socially or financially or otherwise. James specifically calls such discrimination sin. James 2:9. And the Apostle Peter said at the house of Cornelius, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he who fears God and works righteousness is accepted of him." Acts 10:34-35. The Lord's disciples may have accepted his eating with publicans and sinners, but the Pharisees did not. When the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, "Why does your master eat with publicans and sinners?" Matthew 9:11. The name Pharisee meant separation. The Pharisees thought Jesus was making mistake by eating with publicans and sinners. If the Pharisees had been truly committed to the will of God, would they not want others, including publicans and sinners, to know about God and to obey Him? Tragically, many Christians and other religious people think they may become contaminated by any contact with worldly people. We must not adopt the ways of worldly people, but we have to talk with them and teach them the way of the Lord. Otherwise, how can they ever come to know the Lord in the forgiveness of their sins? Why did Jesus eat with publicans and sinners? The golden text of the Bible explains this beautifully. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." John 3:16-17. In the eyes of Jesus Christ, the souls of the publicans and sinners were just as precious as were the souls of the Pharisees or of any other group. Jesus demands that we go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. That includes the poor, the disenfranchised, the grossly immoral, and all others. It is time that all of Christ's professed followers learn the lesson of this incident in the life of Christ. When we are teaching the Word, we must make sure not to discriminate on the basis of race or of social status or of national origin. In the words of the well-known Christian hymn, "The gospel is for all." Thank you, and may God bless you.